Florence is now a tropical depression, but it is not the time to underestimate her power. The storm continues to dump heavy rain today as it moves from the Carolinas north into Virginia and West Virginia. And already in Swansboro, North Carolina, it has been drenched with more than 30 inches of rain. And in the city of Wilmington, floodwaters have made almost all the roads in and out of the city impassable. Authorities are telling people to stay away to let first responders do their work. At least 23 people have died as a result of the storm so far. We're joined now by NPR's Brian Mann. He's in Leland, North Carolina. Brian, I can read the facts of this storm in the comfort of a studio all day long, but you're there in the disaster zone. What are you seeing?
Yeah, it's really a mess. We've been driving through a lot of these low-lying areas near the coast of North Carolina today. Roads, you know, cut off in a lot of different places, power out to these homes, a lot of homes underwater along creekways, and also people who are just stranded. There's just hundreds, and in some parts of the state, thousands of people who are in shelters. And also they're just trying to find their way home. It's really very difficult to get around. And what we're seeing is rescue crews and power crews just struggling to start getting a handle on this. And I should say there's also still just more fierce weather. We've got tornadoes. We've got still hard rain continuing to pelt down. This really is far from over.
I said you were in Leland, North Carolina, which I understand not far from Wilmington. Tell us what's going on there. How are they getting supplies into the people who are left there?
Yeah, there is an airlift that's bringing supplies in. I spoke with a state emergency official earlier today, and what they said is that they're flying commodities into a sort of a central depot, and then they're distributing it to the thousands and thousands of people who are in that city. We've managed to get close here in Leland. We're just really on the outskirts of Wilmington, but there are rivers there that are just making it impossible to drive through at this hour, and water's still rising. So one of the things we heard a little while ago from a Department of Transportation official we met on the highway, they just don't know when this is going to start to open up again.
And that's the point that North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper was making last night, basically making it very clear to people that the danger is not over. Let's listen to him.
Flood waters are still raging across parts of our state, and the risk to life is rising with the angry waters.
What are the concerns today as the rain keeps coming, as you've described? You've got dams and levees that are trying to hold back these rivers in the area.
Yeah, well, I have talked to officials who've said that there are some of these levees and dams that are at risk with this high water. Remember, this is an area that was hit hard just a couple of years ago by Hurricane Matthews.
Right.
A lot of the infrastructure is still, compromised from that. And so there are real worries here about what's going to happen as this pressure continues.
Hurricane Matthew in 2016, is there a sense there from people that you've been speaking with that they were better prepared this time around than they were then?
I think much better prepared. Huh. People have told me that they just took it seriously this time. This was not an area that had experienced this kind of massive flooding before Matthew. People there, a lot more people sheltered in their homes, and so there had to be a lot more rescues. There are still rescue operations going on here. There are still people stranded, but the numbers are much less. I think the thing that I'm hearing with the sort of double hit of these two storms is people starting to think about this as a new normal and starting to wonder whether some of these lower-lying communities and neighborhoods are going to be viable going forward. People talking about taking buyouts and moving, abandoning parts of places like Lumberton that just are in the path of these rivers. So there are going to be some big questions asked, I think, going forward after this storm passes about, what can or should be rebuilt.
Yeah. People there who are trapped are often trapped without power. 600,000 customers, both in North and South Carolina. Those are the numbers that we're hearing now. What can you tell us about the power outages, how long it might take before the utilities can get into those flooded areas? I mean, I assume they have to wait until the water recedes before they can make any progress there.
Yeah, that's right. And in fact, one of the things that we've seen as we've driven along and hit roadblocks ourselves and been forced to turn back is we've seen power line crews doing much the same. They're working hard along the highways that we've been along, but there have also been places where they've just been parked waiting because there are many of these areas that they just cannot get through. And another thing that just you get a sense of as you drive through is the scale of this. This isn't one or two towns that have been hit or have lost power. It's small town after small town, and with these rivers still pouring through, still taking roads out, I think that it's going to be days before some of these areas are even accessible to crews to get started on.
That's NPR's Brian Mann in Leland, North Carolina, just outside of Wilmington. Brian, thanks for your reporting.
Thank you.